16 blocks. Sweetness wrapped up in a stern talking to. Action, drama, thriller, crime, courtroom drama out of the courtroom, which I'll explain later. Written and directed, directed by Richard Donner, written by Richard Wenk, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Bruce Willis, David Morse, Yasin Bey, formerly known as Mos Def, and it was released in 2006, so there's that. Let's get into it. Hard-hitting, fun, serious, soft, and deceiving slash surprising. So basically, we have the trope, the stereotype of a down-on-his-luck, downtrodden, resigned police officer, doesn't really care, having some alcohol issues, just trying to get through the day and just so he can go home and drink because his life sucks. He is tasked with escorting a criminal to the courthouse. He doesn't want to do it. He's done work. They got no one else to do it, so he goes. He learns a secret along the way. No spoilers in this one. I always forget to say that at the very beginning, but no spoilers. He learns a secret along the way, and adventure ensues. Action ensues. Things start to unfold and go awry. I enjoyed it. I'll tell you that right now. It's interesting. It is a story about how people can change. Or not change. But that's what it's really about. And they hit that in a very interesting way. So I would say it is a courtroom drama out of the courtroom. Because there are a lot of things happening. It's hard to explain. Yes, it's an action movie, but it's not a regular, like, cop, police, action, chasing criminals type thing. There's an element here of legality stuff and how did this happen and why and what are we going to do about it. But all that's taking place outside the courtroom because they're trying to get to the courtroom and that's not that easy. I felt happy, sad watching it for the most part. I was definitely aroused in the sense of like excitement, which is what action movies are meant to do. I'm not a huge action movie fan because I wanted to be a little more dimensional and not just straight up, here's an action movie, here's some explosions and guns and high-speed chases and whatever else. And this is more than that, which is good. I would say an action drama, right? So if you're a fan of crime movies, if you're a fan of courtroom dramas, but you can handle some action, if you're a fan of just action, but a little nuanced, I think there's really good storytelling here. And I think this is made to be very accessible for the general public, if you want to call it that. People that are mature enough to handle the content. But I mean, like, I think that it's made for the majority of people. Like, I don't think it's a niche film. Again, because it kind of has that action tag on it. But you could watch it with someone who isn't really all about action because there's this kind of sweeter part of the story, which is the sweetness wrapped up in a stern talking to, is that there is some really great storytelling that reveals a message and concept that is very honorable and humble and sweet. Not honorable as in I'm protecting my honor, that really silly stereotype and whatever. But it gets at human relationships. It gets at human nature. It gets at, you know, again, can people change? People can change. No, they can't. And it does it in this way of an action movie. And I think that's really cool. I think they did a good job of making this story that they're trying to tell. Like the ultimate message is brought forth in this way that I haven't really seen much of like, we're going to have this action movie and this run and gun type thing tell this specific story. So if you're into action, if you're into drama, crime movies, then yeah, I think you'll like it. But also that drama part could be more about like, I wouldn't go as far as to say it's existential, but just talking about just good storytelling about human relationships, you know? I think I've already mentioned that it's very palatable and there's a great message. And I think that it's a stretch to say the film is important. It is entertaining. There are a lot of twists and turns here, not too many, but when I mentioned that it was deceiving and surprising, it's because I was like, I didn't expect, there's so many things that upon first watching, I was like, whoa, like, that was a nice twist. Like, that, they delivered it very well. There's plenty of things. I mean, I wasn't expecting the movie itself to turn out to be this, like, sweet thing. And it did. It's a very warm and fuzzy thing. But it was really good. It was really beautifully written. It really was. In saying that, it's very high on my shelf. It's not top shelf, but it's very high on my shelf. I highly recommend it. Again, I think the first half will definitely be more of a stereotypical action film, but I think it'll surprise you. I mean, when you think of Bruce Willis and stuff, I don't think you're and in the setting of an action movie, I don't think you're thinking that it's going to take you to the place it's going to. They do a great job of setting up the story with these characters and giving you that stereotype at first, but then they turn it around and it's done really well. So 16 Blocks definitely surprised me the first time I watched it, and there's a reason I keep watching it. It's, as far as action movies go, it's a gooder.